Now, there are some of us here, a few of us here. We've come through some things here at the church. We've been here when the harvest was plentiful, and there was fruit on the vine all the time. We could just pick when we wanted. And then there was a slowing down, almost a dying, almost like we were asleep for a while. And then we came back to life, and life began to grow, and we began to enjoy the fruits again. And here we are, I believe we are, at the point of harvest. The fruit has been a-growing, and the Lord is ready for the harvest to be brought in. And He's given me a few scriptures, I believe, that are to encourage us and are promises for us. I want to start in Joel chapter 2, verses 25 and 26. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. Deuteronomy 28, verses 8 and 9. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand. He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Deuteronomy 28:12. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations. You shall not borrow. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. One more, Deuteronomy 11:13-15. And it shall be that if you earnestly obey my commandments, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and all your soul, then I will give you the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine and your oil, and I will send grass in your fields for your livestock, that you may eat and be filled. The Lord has a time for everything under the sun, and it is once again time for harvest to be brought in. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. We need to pray to God to fill us with the workers that will be needed to bring this harvest in once and for all. It's going to be a big job, a hard task, And it's certainly not one for trees that are planted on sketchy ground. We need to be planted on solid ground. We need to be trees that can withstand the storms that are going to come our way. Because let's be real, storms are going to come our way. Fact of life, people. That's okay. We have somebody greater than every storm that has come through every storm. Hallelujah. There's a season and a time. Right now, I feel we are, I'm saying I feel, can't show it to you in here. I feel we're on the precipice of a move of God that we have never experienced before, never gone through before. And right now is crunch time. You know, before COVID, we heard, get ready, be ready. We didn't know what we were getting ready for. I feel the Lord is saying it again. Get ready. Be ready. It's time to get our knee pads on and really get praying, really get seeking after God, crying out to God to give us what we need to be ready, to be prepared for whatever it is He's going to pour out. Maybe it'll be God's wrath on the ungodly. Maybe it'll be an outpouring of God's love that we've never experienced or seen. It may be different things for different people, but it's not going to be something that goes unnoticed. Hallelujah. A couple weeks ago, before I went away, Pastor shared. He shared a sermon about Hagar and how Sarah and Abraham had been told of the promise that God had for them. And they tried to get in the way and help God out. And it just kind of made a mess of things. And, you know, He doesn't need us to help Him in this, but He does need us to pray. He needs us to pray and ask for His wisdom, His knowledge. We need to pray and ask Him to give us what we need so that we can wait and be faithful in the waiting. We need to seek Him more now than we ever have before. Pastor spoke that same week about how we need a new visitation from God. Amen, we do. And we have been planted right here, right now, together, for this time, for such a time as this. And now it's our job to pray through for whatever it is that God wants to do. James 5, 7 and 8 says, therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Praise the Lord. I want to read just a little farther. James 5, 9 through 12. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear, neither by heaven or by earth or with any other oath. Let your yes be yes and your no be no, lest you fall into judgment. We need to walk very carefully these days. God wants to come in his power and in a way that we may not have experienced before. And so we need to do whatever it is that we can to be ready for this amazing, terrifying experience. But we need to walk carefully. You know, the disciples, they got to live right with Jesus. They got to hear him teach. And then they got to experience the Holy Spirit and live in a different life from Jesus, but still have Jesus. They were placed in that timeline. And we've been placed right here in this part of the timeline. You know, we heard all of our lives as Christians, we've heard about the end, right? We live in the end days, the last days. But we've been living in these last days since Christ rose from the dead and caused us to be born again. And I know I've said it before, but I can't imagine how this world can continue on the way it is without the Lord pouring out. But I'm nobody, and he can do whatever he wants. He could wait another 1,000 years. I only know one word that the Lord spoke to me many years ago in 2010, and he said to me, there's a big move coming. And I've been waiting on that big move ever since. And it was one of those words that is burned into your soul, and I can't explain it, and all I know is that's what he spoke to me. Because it was one of those moments I never forgot. And I'm trusting him for it. And I want to ready myself for it. And I believe that we are in that season where he wants to pour out. And so the word that I felt he wanted us to have was just that we're at that season. To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. We're at that time, and we need to pray and watch and wait and stand with each other, encourage each other, and be careful about how we walk our walks. You know, we can't speak for the next person and how they walk their walk. We are only going to be standing before God for the walk we walk ourselves. But you know, we can say to the Lord, in my weakness, you are my strength. We can do all things through Christ because he's the one that gives us the strength to do it. He's the one. All we have to do is keep our eyes focused on him. And it's not going to matter what comes our way. I believe he has blessings for us, but I still believe we'll go through some trials and hard places. We just need to continue to look to him and trust him in all things. And he will get his will done in his time, because he makes everything beautiful in his time. Praise the Lord. Father, I ask that you would help each and every one of us. We will not be able to do it in our own strength, but by the power of the Holy Ghost, you can bring us into whatever it is you want to bring us into in your time. Father, I ask that you would help each of us to truly stand with one another, encourage one another, love one another like we've never loved each other before. And Lord, I ask that you would continue to build us and strengthen us and encourage us, Lord, and help us to be watching and waiting for whatever it is you have next for us. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.